But I heard the people trying to open the champagne. They said, we need to open the champagne. Where are the corkscrews? I drugged myself out of the bathroom. I was like, no. Someone's going to lose an eye.
Yeah, so just prepare to...
It'll be great.
It'll be perfect. Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers don't watch us play throughout the year, to tell you the truth. I'm gonna be real with you, and I don't care if I get fined.
Got my sweet jerry box with some shoes on.
That train is off the track.
Who doesn't love the bouncy castle?
Hitler. Just prepare to, be awash in unbeatable goodness.
Welcome, Pacers fans. You are listening to the Undebeatables, your semi-weekly Pacers podcast and member of the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. This is episode 226, coming to you from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm your host, Joey Gafrida, the man behind the dials and season ticket holder. This show, we're talking about Thaddeus Young. We're previewing All-Star Weekend. Got my stat of the week, and we're answering an undegoogleable question. Today's podcast is brought to you by Handy.com and the Handy app. Handy is the leading platform for connecting individuals looking for household services with top-quality, pre-screened, independent service professionals. They're offering 50% off cleaning services when you use the promo code Almighty50. Joining me are our three analysts, coast to coast, like buttered toast. First from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., it's the doctor, Jason Triplett.
What is up, Pacers fans? What is up, Undebeatables? Shout out to off time, to vacation time. We all need a break every now and then, even the NBA. So enjoy this.
It's good for you. Everybody needs that, including the All-Stars. I think they extended All-Star break just a little bit so those guys could actually get a little bit of a break.
Mm-hmm.
From Indianapolis, Indiana, he's our in-house bartender mixing up the drinks in the crappy jingles, John Colson.
What is up, Pacer Nation? It is Thirsty Thursday. Drink up. I'd also like to give a shout-out to undebeatable super fan Charlie Elson, a.k.a. D. Charles, a.k.a. Easy Money. He keeps us up to date on a lot of basketball stuff, shares some stuff, and he sent this over. Apparently, the NBA issued a statement that said that team social media accounts should not be taunting or making fun of other accounts. And so the Atlanta Hawks team account responded during the Sacramento Kings game. It said, at Sacramento Kings, don't get discouraged. Three quarters left. We fully expect a run from you guys. Chins up. And the Sacramento Kings account sent back at Atlanta Hawks. Really appreciate the support. We're in this together. Hashtag best friends for life. That's pretty awesome.
So now they can only make fun of Adam Silver. Is that what's going on? Right.
From Eugene, Oregon, out west, it's our enforcer, John Harper.
What's going on, fellas? I'm looking forward to a little All-Star break action. Not as well represented as I would have hoped, but it should be fun. It should be a fun weekend this year.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, one of those guys who's going to get a nice break, Thaddeus Young from the Pacers. He's been injured recently, got hurt against Brooklyn, and has not returned to the lineup as of recording. And apparently he seems to be the answer for all the problems that the Pacers have right now, Colson. As of recording, they're on a three-game slide, and they're youngless, as I believe the term is. How much do we miss this guy?
This guy's been it was a great off-season addition. Just a really utility guy, a guy you don't have to draw up plays for. Really fits in nicely at that power forward spot. He's you know, when we got him, we really talked about how concerned we were about his rebounding. You know, in the previous year, he'd averaged 9 rebounds a game, but his career stats were closer to 6, and he's regressed to the mean on that. He's given us 11.5 points, 6 assists, or 6 rebounds and almost 2 assists. But what I like about him is just his hustle, his grit, his unselfishness, and that's missed for sure. Lavoy Allen has stepped in and done a nice job, I think, of filling in the gap and is a little bit more of a rebounder, a little bit more of a physical presence, but doesn't have the sort of innate basketball skills that Thaddeus Young has that he really brings to this starting unit. So we miss him. I hope this break he has a chance to rest up and get healthy for us.
Yeah, this is a guy that's he's a high pedigree guy. I mean, he was a lottery pick. He was, you know, the second banana to Iguodala in Philly when he first started out, and then was the first banana for a while. You know, so he's been through some stuff. He's in the league since 2007, right? So almost 10 years now. And the thing to me that is super surprising is the three-point shooting that he's bringing to the table, right?
Career high.
We talked about in Monday's show how part of the reason the Pacers lost the Wizards game was they couldn't shoot from three-point range. And we've talked, I think, throughout this year about that's a good barometer for this team. If they're shooting okay from three-point range, then they have a chance to win. And Thad Young's a big part of that. I mean, he's shooting 40%, making him, you know, about 1 a game, which is huge from the power forward position, you know, especially compared to Pacers teams of old, right, as far as three-point shooting goes. So, that and his just straight-up professionalism, as you touched on, Coulson, I think are what we're missing right now.
Yeah, he's definitely our energy guy, and we definitely miss that. Lavoy fills in nicely on the energy side, but you're absolutely right. He just doesn't have the skill set. Also, Thaddeus Young is second on our team in defensive win shares. So he's a guy that we're going to notice on the defensive end of the court, and that has been evident over the course of the last week, certainly. So.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. We have been less defensively stalwart as we were before he left. I do want to throw some love to Lavoy Allen. I mean, he's given us 8 points, 6.5 boards, and an assist and a half as a starter, shooting 56% from the floor. And early in the year, I thought he was lost to us. He was just playing with no confidence. And, I don't know if it's been this, people talked about, his benching or whatever, encouraging him to get back in the weight room, work on his shot, or whether it's just the confidence of being put in that starting lineup. But he's been playing really well for us. That is not to say that Thaddeus Young has lost his starting job by any means, but it's been nice to see a good kid come off and play well, and I hope he continues to see minutes in some fashion.
Is this Coulson's Law, like, we talk about the Pacers, all roads eventually lead back to Lavoy Allen. Is that how this works?
Shift for a D. Hurry back, Thad.
Yeah. It'd be nice to get him back in the lineup. And, I think the starting five that we got is solid. But, we've seen over the years that the teams that are able to get consistent lineups out there generally do better. Even just missing one guy out of there can throw a wrench into it, and I think the Pacers are no exception to that.
Well, especially for a team, it took us until January until that starting lineup gelled, basically, right? Mm-hmm. So every game every minute that unit can play together, they're still getting better. You know, they're in the growth phase, right, of playing together as a unit. So.
For sure. Well, he'll be back soon. The injury did not seem too bad. And there's a break coming up to the All-Star Weekend. It's going on. All sorts of stuff going on this weekend. The first one is the Rising Stars game, Friday nights on TNT at 9 o'clock. This one, I think, is the young guys, and it's USA versus the world. Miles Turner will be in the house for this one.
What?
With a lot of other young gentlemen. You guys watch this one in the past?
Occasionally. I'll watch it this year because Turner's in it. But, you know, it's a skippable game, you know. No defense. If you think that there's no defense played in the actual All-Star game, there is negative defense played.
Put the rookies out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. These guys don't even play defense in the regular season. I think it's interesting that they... the way they split it up now, it used to be, you know, first year versus second year, and now they do U.S. versus international at some level, which is kind of cool. So, like, the U.S. team is featuring guys like Turner, Devin Booker, Karl-Anthony Towns, Malcolm Brogdon, our favorite guy.
Rips
Frank
us
Kaminsky.
Up.
Right.
D'Angelo Russell's going to be running point for them, probably. But I kind of like the world roster better. You got Joel Embiid, Exum, Nikola Jokic, Moutier, Porzingis. Seems like they're a more talented team to me, it seems.
Don't sleep on Sabonis.
Who are you putting money on, Harper?
I think I'm with you. I think I'm taking the world team roster in this one. Overall, I think they've got a little bit. They just got so much size; they're just going to be dunking a lot.
I will. I'll bet against you guys. I think Miles Turner goes for 35 and gets the MVP and wins it for America. America.
So I don't know how you guys are so confident in your picks. You know, I think all of this depends on the courts because if. The ruling falls one way, there's not going to be an international team.
Sure.
I thought you meant the courts like it will be a NBA-style court versus the international-style court.
No, with the...
With the weird trapezoid lane, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a no weird rhombus next time. We don't know.
That'd be awesome if they did it like... and they took away the goaltending rules and stuff like that. Miles Turner would kill in a game where there was a goaltending.
I think it would be hilarious if somebody called a three in the key in this game. That would be my...
Some referee trying to make his mark. I wonder if the Rising Star referees referee the Rising Star game? Like, it's all rookie referees?
Well, that makes sense. I'm a taste of
the bright lights.
But, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just had this vision of Porzingis tweeting in all caps, "I'll see you in international court."
I think the celebrity game is Friday night, too.
Sure.
Boy, that is just... it is the Kevin Hart special, and I'm not a fan of Kevin Hart. So if you like Kevin Hart, get out there and watch that game. I generally...
The celebrity game's going to make its comeback when Barack Obama makes his appearance celebrity game.
I'm all in.
Thanks, Obama. The next event of note is the Skills Challenge on Saturday. They're doing the big guys versus the small guys again this season. Do you guys have any favorites for who's going to take the challenge victory?
Anybody remember who won last year?
Yeah, it was the big cat.
I think Towns did.
It was him against Isaiah Thomas for the last two, and he hit his three-pointer before Isaiah did.
Right.
So he's not defending his crown this year, it looks
correct.
Like.
Apparently not.
For the Taco Bell Skills Challenge.
Mm. Yeah, make sure they get their appropriate... Sure. Advertising dollars.
T-Bell didn't send us any cash.
That's true. I'll take Isaiah Thomas. I like Isaiah Thomas this year.
Mm. All right, so let's break it down. So on the big guy side, you got Cousins, Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid, and Kristaps Porzingis. All pretty skilled big guys. Can handle the rock, all can
shoot
pretty
well. That's why they're in the skills challenge.
On the smallies side, you got Devin Booker, Gordon Hayward, Isaiah Thomas, and John Wall. I feel like Wall has won this before, right? Or he's like been to the finals multiple times. I'm taking Wall. I got Wall on this. He's on a mission this year.
I'm going dark horse Devin Booker.
Devin Booker. Nobody's taking a biggie so far, huh?
I feel like
Joe's out here, Joe.
I'm going Joel Embiid on this one.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's playing with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, he's got a lot to prove to the world, and he's going to bring some love to Philadelphia.
I feel like he's going to wear himself out in the Rising Stars game. So he's going to have nothing left for the skills.
I guess it's going to be a back-to-back for those guys. So.
No, it's the yeah. Back-to-back.
As it were.
Next day. Yeah.
Right. Sure. Saturday night, also, we got the three-point contests. I don't know. Oh, this one's always, I mean, it is what it is. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
So we got Klay Thompson, Kyle Lowry, Eric Gordon, Kyrie Irving, CJ McCollum, Kemba Walker, Wesley Matthews, and Swaggy P, Nick Young, making the cut. What? No questions.
So it's weird to me that there's no big guys in this. Given the way that the NBA has gone in the last 2 years, where, you know, it's everybody can shoot the three-pointer.
You think, like, Kevin Love should be in this sort of thing?
Yeah, sure.
Give Nowitzki a chance to win one last thing.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be great.
So Eric Gordon, is he leading the league in three-point percentage or something? I feel like he's doing something.
Otto Porter Jr. is leading the league in three-point percentage.
Is Eric Gordon in, like, attempts Gordon, or something? I feel like no, he was something.
It was made. It was okay. Attempts made. All right. Now, from the bench, mind you, but he and Steph Curry were battling it out, basically, for total number made.
Hmm.
So noticeably absent Steph Curry from this roster.
Yes, he's going to let Klay defend his crown in peace. Which is very nice of him.
Hey, what are the odds on Nick Young? It's got to be like 200 to 1, right?
Sure, I feel like I want to put money on it, though.
Mm. I feel like he's just going to turn around after every shot.
And walk away like
yeah,
he hit
he
it.
Just walk away. Yeah, yeah.
He's gonna come out there with 20 mics and drop one after every shot.
Drop one mic after every shot he takes.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome.
Well, my man, I'm gonna go for Kyrie Irving. This dude is explosive, and when he gets going, he's a scary dude.
Didn't he win this before? Right.
Yep, he has won it before.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Who am I going to take? I'm going to take CJ McCollum. Why not?
Good man. Now I don't have to take him, and I can take Klay.
You're welcome.
The smart money.
Colson, who do you got?
I think I've got Nick Young. Like, I'm doing it. I just want to root for him.
Why?
It's so great that he's in this. Like, it's just ridiculous. It's so funny.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't get the Swaggy P fascination.
I don't get it either.
He's just such an idiot. I love
it. Last event for Saturday night is the Verizon Slam Dunk Contest. Contestants will be Derek Jones Jr., who's made... He made one basket at the time of his announcement that he was in the contest.
Yeah, has he ever dunked in the NBA before? Probably not, huh?
No. Aaron Gordon, who... Colson, did you say he was in... He got picked up an injury?
Yeah, no, like he was in a walking boot like a couple days ago.
So, probably not going to play.
Oh, come on.
Glenn Robinson.
It's totally worth risking further injury for the dunk contest. I'm sure the Orlando Magic are all like, sure, why not? It'll be fine.
We got Glenn Robinson III of your Indiana Pacers, who had been working with Team Flight on his dunks. And DeAndre Jordan, who is huge and will be dunking for the LA Clippers. Is there any word on replacement for Aaron Gordon? Is Zach LaVine going to fill in? He's injured too, right?
He's injured. Oh, poor Zach LaVine tore his ACL.
He's out too.
And poor me, because he was on my fantasy team. Guys, we got a priority straight here.
Oh, that means I can catch you in fantasy now. Yeah, I don't think they've named a replacement yet.
I'm hoping.
Are they going? Or is he going to try?
Hoping it's Vince Carter is my man.
Smart money's on Monte Ellis after last week.
I'd vote for that guy.
So I know. So this is a weird field all of a sudden.
Oh yeah,
without Aaron Gordon in there.
I mean, it didn't make that much sense with him in.
Well, yeah, but you knew Aaron Gordon was going to bring some heat, at least on a couple dunks, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, this seems like it's destined to be a snoozer of a slam dunk contest. So I like Glenn Robinson III's chances, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Quickly becomes the favorite.
I mean. Working with the Team Flight Bros. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Those guys are great. Check them out on YouTube. And Derek Jones Jr., who apparently this dude, you know, just called up from the D League, but apparently he's just a phenomenal dunker.
Did they call him up from the D League for the dunk contest? Is that how it works?
Never admit to that, but it's very possible.
So Gordon yesterday said whether he'll be able to play. He said, maybe I'm not sure. It's day to day. If I can get back and play one of these games before the All-Star break, I'll probably go ahead and just do the dunk contest. But the floating name to replace him is Jeremy Grant, potentially.
Okay.
From the Thunder.
Could see that.
Yeah, he's got hops.
So maybe none of that will be true by the time you hear this, but that's what we have currently.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. Aaron Gordon on a gimpy leg. You got DeAndre Jordan. He's just too big to win a slam dunk contest, right?
Dwight Howard won one, didn't he? By raising it to 12 feet or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And wearing a Superman shirt.
And doing a thrunk.
Yeah.
Or actually, did he got beat by Nate Robinson that year. Never mind.
Yeah. Dwight Howard is a freak. Or was.
Yeah.
Not that DeAndre is not, but he's not as impressive a dunker as Dwight Howard was. So, sure. I'm with you. The field's pretty wide open. I certainly hope GR3 gets the W on that.
Bring one home for the old pace.
Faux show.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. I think he's going to, like you said, he's been working with these professional dunkers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. They get paid to dunk. You know, our NBA players, they got to play defense. They got to pass the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They got to stay in shape. Mm-hmm. Team Flight, all you got to do is just be an amazing dunker. Colson, that's what you could do. That was your dream job, right? You wrote down in middle school?
Well, the fact that I couldn't dunk was probably always a hindrance to it.
Yeah, but that was like you said, when I grow up, you know, I'm going to be a professional.
When I grow up and suddenly become more taller and more athletic.
They said, you know, you said once YouTube gets invented, I'm going to be a star on it.
The foresight with Colson in third grade was incredible. I mean,
yeah, I totally knew that the internet was going to happen.
The technology just flows through him, I think.
And I remember we were in Spanish class with Senior Bonner, and you're like, don't worry about Spanish. We don't need that. You're never going to use it.
No one's going to speak Spanish ever.
If they try to, we'll just build a wall. Don't worry about it. This week, the Unbeatables is brought to you by Handy.com. From home cleaning to handyman services, Handy instantly matches thousands of customers every week with trusted professionals in cities all around the world. With a seamless 60-second booking process, secure payment, and 100% money-back guarantee, Handy is the easiest, most convenient way to book home services. Within a couple minutes, you can book a pre-approved cleaner or handyman for any time you'd like. Right now, Handy.com is offering 50% off cleaning services to Undebeatables listeners when you use the promo code ALMIGHTY50. Once again, that's Handy.com, promo code ALMIGHTY50.
So, for example, if you just adopted a giant Flemish rabbit and you needed to clean up
who's
after
molting.
Said rabbit, who's molting?
Right.
You could use the Handy app.
Now, to her credit, she does poop in a box, so that's going pretty well still.
Sure.
But, yeah, we're getting some fur everywhere. The other thing is there's a lot of us that are homeowners. This is useful. I'm going to have to look into this. There's always something that needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
At the house.
Like my broken heart, Coulson.
I think it's exactly time for a break, gentlemen. This week, we got a new track. Comes from our friends at Bringing Down the Band. The artist Bangs Nicely, which is a fantastic name. The track is called The Sun Goes Down. It's a remix from our friend Longevity over at Bringing Down the Band. So shout out, Longevity and Bangs Nicely.
Shout out.
For the break, thanks again to Bangs Nicely. You can check it out in the show notes. It's on SoundCloud. You can listen to it for free. You can download it with a little registration. Good stuff. Thanks again. Next up, we got my stat of the week.
Joey's stat of the week.
And I was feeling generous this week. Valentine's Day was going on. I don't know. Starting to get a little bit warmer here in Naptown. But I got three stats for you this time.
What?
Number one, this is not basketball related, but this is, I love this. So, the Carmel High School, the girls' swimming team, I was watching the news. Hmm. They won the state championship this year. Do you guys know how many times they've won the state championship in a row?
The Carmel swim team?
Four.
31 years in a row, gentlemen.
Jesus.
They've won the state championship 31 years in a row.
That seems just unfair.
That seems like it is the record for most wins in any sport, which is the best. They're the best. They're the most dominating team in any high school sport that's ever been.
Hmm.
Somebody I just don't know much about swimming, so.
Somebody needs to test them for juicing, I think.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. After 31 years, I think they're probably just good at what they do.
They're good at doping, you mean?
Too good to be caught. Yeah. Why bother?
Along these lines, I'll do a Jason stat of the week. And I meant to do this in my shout-out, but... Shout out to the Connecticut Huskies women's basketball team, who, at the time of recording, has won 99 straight basketball games at the collegiate Division I level.
Wait, not like at home, like just overall.
99
That's
straight.
That's stupid.
Yeah. And probably will get 100 by the time you are hearing this on Thursday.
Wow.
Again, seems unfair.
Yeah, well, shout out to the ladies.
Joey, stat of the week!
Stat two. We've talked about this in the past, but the Pacers are going to do it again this year. They're going to end, if they get one more win, they're going to win over 50% of their home games for the 28th straight season. Shout out to the Pacers on that one. It's just, you know, this is their 50th season. A 28 in a row.
What are you doing right now?
What?
You are just putting the biggest jinx on this team I have ever heard in my life.
Just, this guy's hit his last 20 free throws.
So basically the Pacers are going to lose every other home game for the rest of the season.
Yeah, but if they lose every other one, they'll still be fine.
I see.
Did they clinch it already? I thought you said they need one more.
No, they're one away. They're one away.
So we'll get it. We're just going to lose five home games first.
That's fine. I'm... Listen, I'll give that up.
For the stat. You'll give that up for the stat.
So I don't have to wait one more week for this stat. We'll be fine. They're not going to lose out their home games for the year.
God, I hope you're right.
I think that's very impressive. I think it will be very impressive.
Joey, stat of the week!
Third stat this week. This one was sent to us, brought to our attention the first time by listener Charlie, Eazy-E. Draymond Green, we've talked about many times this season, his career, basically. He got a triple-double. Pretty impressive. We've seen lots of triple-doubles. This one was a little bit different. He had 4 points in that game. So this is the first triple-double where one of the categories was not points. He had 12 rebounds, 10 assists, and 10 steals, which is crazy. He should have gone for the quadruple-double. That's all I'm saying. But impressively, he gets this one with 4 points.
Yeah, and 5 blocks. So he's closer on blocks, I think.
Just go ahead and get 5 more of those blocks. That's amazing.
That is incredible.
Charlie told us that he also got 8 kicks in, but came up shy in that category as well.
Just a reminder to Pacer Nation, we passed on this guy.
Yeah. Why you got to bring up Ojit?
Well, you know, if I'd had a direct phone line to Larry Bird that night, we would have drafted this guy.
He would have been hung up on several times.
Police officers might have showed up at my door.
Those are my 3 stats.
Nice stats.
Those are great stats, Joey.
2 of them came true. The 3rd one, I promise you will.
He's promising you, JT. It's cool.
It's a pre-stat.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
That sounds like something the Trump administration would have. Like, the pre-stat. The murder rate is going to go down.
Pre-stat.
Oh, are we doing Undergoogleables?
That was the plan.
Super excited.
You told us we had to, sir.
You said we signed up for it.
In the end, it's going to be better and more true than Google can give you.
Also, we had listener Andrew Preston send in his undergoogleable question.
He did, yeah. Thank you, Andrew Preston 33. Does that mean he's 33 years old, or were there 32 other Andrew Prestons when he went to get the Twitter account?
Or he's a big fan of Larry Legend.
That's what I was thinking.
Not Andrew Preston 31? Come on. Where's my Reggie love? No, thank you very much, Andrew. Got a good question. I think he's kind of screwing with me, though, because he decided to ask questions about my favorite team, the Houston Rockets. So basically, he sets this up by saying, amongst he and his friends, they've collectively agreed that the Houston Rockets of 2004-2005 was the greatest team to never make it out of the first round of the playoffs. And then asks several questions on top of that, and I think we'll see if we can field these. Can you name the Houston Rockets roster in 2005? What was their starting lineup? Can you name the Houston Rockets head coach? Can you name the Houston Rockets the team who the Rockets faced in the first round in 2005? And then can you name the NBA Finals matchup in 2005 and who won? So I'm going to start this by going with the easiest there. I feel like he threw us a softball to make us look smart. The rest of it, I'm not sure how we're going to do. But I always the way I remember things in the NBA is related to the Pacers. So 2005 was the year of the brawl, which means Detroit had won the year before, and they played back-to-back finals. And so Detroit played San Antonio in 2005, and it was that epic seven-game series, which Robert Horry hit a big three in Game 7 to win the game. Mm-hmm. So Spurs win in 2005 against the Pistons. So I got that. Does anybody remember the Houston Rockets of 2004-2005?
Vaguely.
Got a couple. Got some Yao Yao, right? Some Yao Ming.
Mm-hmm. Sure, this is the Yao Ming, Tracy McGrady era.
Got T-Mac. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Van Gundy was their coach. Who can answer that?
Was it Van Gundy? I couldn't remember if it was Van Gundy or Adelman. He coached in the mid-2000s for them, too.
Yeah, but I want to say this was still Van Gundy era.
Okay. All right.
Mutombo?
So we've got those three main pieces.
Ooh, Mutombo as well. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. He was backing up Yao.
Catino Mobley? Was Catino Mobley on the team?
I like
team?
That. And if there was a Mobley, was there a Francis?
I think there was no Francis. I think Francis got traded for was in that McGrady trade.
Okay.
With the Magic.
This is Skip to My Lou was on this team, right? Rafer Alston?
Ooh, Rafer Alston. Good pull. Oof.
And Shane Battier.
Oh yeah, yep. Shane Battier.
When did they win the
advanced statistics era?
Right. Was this when they won Shane the? Was this the team that won 22 straight? Is that why his argument is that this is the best team that never got out of the first round? Remember that the Rockets team? It's like the third or the it was the second most at the time longest winning streak.
But I remember, wasn't there something weird about that winning streak that they didn't even have McGrady or something like that? Like McGrady was out with an injury?
Well, so that's the thing. I don't know when Yao Ming and Tracy McGrady are out and injured, because that's most of the time.
Right. Good call. Good call.
So is this like the 1 year that they were both healthy?
Probably. Sure. Let's go with that.
Because the 22-game win streak had Rafer Alston, Aaron Brooks, Shane Battier, Mutombo, like Carl Landry, I think, was playing significant minutes on that. Good pull. But I don't know if this is that year. That's my concern. You're right. If they were injured, if both Yao Ming and McGrady were injured during that stretch, that probably isn't this team.
Okay. I don't think we're going to get much more of that roster. Can anybody pull any other names out of that?
What about, was that before Cassell?
This is after Cassell. Cassell was during the, he was like a rookie during their championship teams in the 94-95.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So, okay, we've got probably not Steve Francis, Catino Mobley, Rafer Alston. McGrady and Yao Ming for sure. Now, who did they play though in the playoffs? And what seed were they? He didn't ask that, but that would help me.
Don't know. I mean, we got to think that they were pretty high, right?
Right.
If they were.
Then they were probably if they were healthy, upset.
If they're the they were definitely upset if it's the greatest team to not get out of the first round. Mm-hmm. So they're probably a 2 or 3 seed because San Antonio was the 1 seed, right?
You probably would assume, yeah.
Right.
And probably the Mavs were super good around that time. This was post Lakers dissolving to Shaq, Kobe thing fell apart.
Right. This is right after that, right? So Shaq is in Miami, right? Or maybe he goes the next year. Yeah, no, he's in Miami this year.
Sure.
His first year in Miami.
Sure.
So, yeah, so the Lakers didn't even make the playoffs that year, did they, or barely?
I don't think they did.
Okay, so let's say they won 50 games and they were a 3 seed or a 4 seed.
And they have to be the 2 seed,
who
was,
right,
if it's not the 1 seed?
It has to be the 2 seed if it's the greatest. But, see, there are teams that have been upset in the past that he's not making that argument that it was the biggest upset ever.
You're saying that the greatest team to not get out of the first round.
Right, but there's been 1-8 upsets before.
Right, exactly. So, like, with the Sonics who got beat by Mutombo's Nuggets were not a better team. Maybe that team collectively got out of the playoffs the next year, I guess.
Yeah. That team and the team, the Mavs team that won 61 games and lost to the Warriors in the first round. The year that Nowitzki won the MVP, I think that they were probably better than the. Well, I mean, we can't even remember who this team was. So.
Right. Well, I think maybe he's what he's saying is if you've got this coach and these main players, they never got out of the first round. Not just this year, but maybe in other stretches. Like McGrady didn't get out of the first round of the playoffs ever in his career.
Right,
correct.
Right. Well, but he framed it specifically as the 2004-05 season, so individual season.
Because there must have been some other really good player on this team then can't think of.
There wasn't, though. Okay, so.
Oh, really?
So we got T-Mac, Yao Ming. Both those guys played. T-Mac played 78, and Yao Ming played 80 games that year.
So the healthiest they were as a unit ever.
Sure. The other key guys, Bob Sura. In descending order of games started. Bob Sura, David Wesley, Juwan Howard, and Jim Jackson.
Jim Jackson.
Got Scott Padgett, too.
Yeah. Got some Charlie Ward going on here.
Vin Baker. Skip to My Lou on this team?
Skip to My Lou is not on this team.
Ah, Aaron Brooks.
No.
Negative
Aaron Brooks was not in the league. I don't think it was.
So the 22-game win streak must have happened later.
Sure.
Because those guys were on that. So Shane Battier, yeah, that's the different team.
Yeah, different team. No Shane Battier. Got some Mucci Norris action going on here.
If you want some of that.
Can I interest you in some Ryan Bowen? And old Rod Strickland? John Barry played.
How many games did they win?
They won 51 games. They went 51-31. They finished third in their division.
What?
And they lost in the first round against the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay. Well, I guess we don't know.
We
know a solid amount of stuff about the Rockets for not being Rockets fans. Right there. But I'm not sure about Andrew Preston's assertion there. Like, you and your friends probably all grew up in Houston and had too much to drink that night.
They did have a good coaching staff, though. So they had Jeff Van Gundy, and then their assistants were Andy Greer. I don't know who that is. But Steve Clifford, Patrick Ewing, and Tom Thibodeau.
That's pretty good.
Patrick Ewing has been an assistant coach for that long?
Apparently so.
It's been a long time.
Faux show. Yeah, and Houston lost Game 7 at Dallas, 116-76.
That's brutal.
So that was the year that the Pacers upset Boston in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
We were the sixth seed, even though at the time we'd had the most players on a single roster during a single season ever. We got the sixth seed and upset Boston in the first round in a seven-game series, if I recall. Jamal Tinsley came back in the seventh game, and we blew him out in Boston, I think. Well, it would have had to be. So I feel like we were better than the Rockets that year.
So their offensive rating was 15th. Their defensive rating was 4th in the league overall.
So pretty good.
They're above average.
Certainly. I mean, those are elements to definitely win a title. You got to be in the top half of both categories.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Actually, you need to be in the top 10 of both categories, but still. All right, well, thanks for sending that in. It makes us rack our brains. Old NBA stuff. I love that. That's my favorite stuff is, hey, remember when this was. So send those in. We like those.
Definitely more Rocket stuff.
No more Rocket stuff. I will refuse to read it. This is the only time this is happening. I feel like we talk about the Rockets every week now. What's going on?
So the Pacers that year, you are correct, Colson, upset the Boston Celtics, who were a 3 seed. The Pacers were a 6 seed. And the Pacers won Game 7 in Boston, 97-70.
Yeah.
Held them to 70 points in a Game 7 on the road.
And then the next series was the 2-1 bitches against Detroit.
Indeed. Oh, my goodness.
Indeed.
Yeah.
That was – I remember that I remember that the day very clearly.
It was an amazing day.
It was an amazing
day. One of my favorite days ever as a fan.
You were very excited. As excited as I've seen you. We were driving out of town to St. Louis.
We drove to St. Louis that night after the game. Wow.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And you held an umbrella over my head as I threw up in a ditch.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but you did it.
But no, I mean, that was, you know, we had gone through the brawl, and this was the team that had made all that happen. And we were severe underdogs, and we went up 2-1 in that series. And they can't take that away from me ever. I mean, that was Reggie's last year. You know, that was, oh, man, I was living and dying with every shot in that season. And they can never take away 2-1.
There's like some infamous Rick Carlisle press conference?
It was after that game too, because Larry Brown starts talking about the officiating or something, mm-hmm. and he was like, no, hell no, not after the year we've had.
Yeah,
this is two teams playing hard, we're not gonna make it about something else. And he's like pounding the stage. Oh so good. We need to, if anybody can find that, tweet that at us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I bet I can find it for you in about 10 seconds.
Well, get on Twitter.
The other thing that I'd like to ask Pacer Nation to find for me is the Timberwolves color commentating during the playoffs, and I can't even remember who it was
or what year.
No, it was, I remember it was when I was in college, so it was like 98-99. The Timberwolves were in a really close series in an elimination game. And the color commentator says, if you don't love this game, you don't love yourself. It was so amazing.
Did you say illumination game? Find that.
It was an illuminating game. You know what else is going to be illuminating? Our game of the week this week.
Game of the week. Game of the week.
No, it's not. Yeah, let's not talk about regular season basketball at all. Let's make game of the week the All-Star game. Sunday in Nolens. East versus West. Big guys against little guys is basically what's happening.
It's like the skills challenge.
Exactly, yeah. I think the East can roll out a lineup of all point guards, and the West can roll out a lineup of all centers. And that's what I want to see. who you guys got in this game? We going Western Conference as usual?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to bet against, you know, I think LeBron is the oldest All-Star now, and I think he wants to win it for the old guys.
Mm.
So that's, I'm going to vote for the East.
We take in Anthony Davis as MVP since it's in New Orleans.
That's a very good guess. But I feel like Harper didn't even hesitate to say the West was just going to win this.
Correct. Does that need explanation?
I think it does for me. Like, this is a you know, I've got a bunch of guards that are going to run up and down the floor in the East, and you know.
Yeah, the West has
it's a run and gun
league. Steph Curry, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Kawhi Leonard,
And Kevin Durant,
And Durant.
Oh yeah,
and Anthony Davis playing at home. I mean,
and Klay Thompson.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is just
Draymond Green.
They've got what, six of the best seven players in the league or so?
Yeah, sure. Listen, that'll get you to the third quarter, but Isaiah Thomas is on the East.
He's going to score 40 in the fourth.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Paul George is real good in the fourth as well.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. So who are the coaches this year? It's going to be Tyronn Lue again. And
you can't be a coach 2 years in a row, can you?
No.
Was he the coach?
Oh, but it was David Blatt last year.
It was. He wasn't fired by the time the All-Star
game. I thought I thought Tyronn Lue stepped in like week one and coached the All-Star game.
Then it's going to be
Boston. President Brad Stevens.
Against, and it won't be Kerr because Kerr can't coach 2 times in a row. So it'll be
Popovich. Oh, he hates.
Did Pop not bow out? I feel like he just
goes to the third seed team.
he's definitely on Branson's island during that weekend. When Obama got some kite surfing.
He's kite surfing with Obama.
I would watch that show.
Sure.
What about points? You guys got what's the over-under on this? 400?
Under 400, but over 350 for sure.
Is there an actual Vegas over-under on this?
Sure, sure. If you ask, is there a Vegas, their answer
is just stop there.
What you got to do is you got to parlay the Rising Stars Challenge with the actual All-Star game. Over, under.
Ooh.
So then you're looking at 600 points or something like that.
Sure. Well, it'll be fun. It's a good weekend. It's just a lot of fun basketball. It's everyone being relaxed and having a good time. And, it's all for the fans, so... That's what we are. That's for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Should be fun.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite weekends of the year. Just chilling out on Saturday night and listen to the old fogies crack jokes about guys. And this year we got some Pacers in it, so should be fun.
That always helps. Yeah, we got basically Pacers in almost every event, so that'll make it a little bit more interesting for the... The Naptown fans. Anything else you got this week, gentlemen? No?
I feel like Harper's looking for the over-under right now.
Oh, am I supposed to be doing that?
No.
Is
that because I wasn't?
Okay.
I'll take the over. I don't know what it is.
I should have bet this guy.
Put me down for 50 bucks. I don't know. It'll be fine.
They should invite Coulson to your parties. He's easy money. You play poker with guys. You know, you sit down and you're just excited that the other person's there.
Oh, yeah. That's me. Do you remember when we went to your friend's poker tournament and I was the first one out? I was out within like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, we traveled hours to get to this event. We all sat down and I was out immediately.
Mm-hmm. And I was like 5 minutes behind you or something.
Yeah, that was a bad beat.
Wait, who, which one
bad
was that?
Beat.
Was
bad
that
beat.
It was. Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, yeah. It was like the second bench hosted. Poker tournament.
You guys drove hours to go play poker.
Well, it was like Cincinnati.
Yeah,
well, it was Cincinnati. I mean, it wasn't that far.
I think I played.
It was a long way to go put your chips in for 15 minutes. Yeah. And then have to sit around for a whole day.
We had people plenty played of beer and stuff to do. It was fine.
You were fine. That's true. They didn't like throw you out of the house and lock the door. It's like, you had a wonderful day.
Well, they wanted to, but I wouldn't let them. I was like,
oh, that's kind of.
All right, then. Well, until next time. You can find us on Twitter. We are at Undebeatables. We're at Facebook.com/TheUndebeatables. The website is TheUndebeatables.com. You can review us on iTunes. Really helps new listeners find our show. And check out, while you're on iTunes, check out the other members of the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. We got t-shirts for sale.
For our once and always coach, Bobby Sick-Leonard. Turn out the lights. The party's over.
You're right.
Why?
The first half was a little pained.
The first half of the song, yeah. Or the first episode?
No, half of your song.
Now that you're doing this, charity event. Should we invest in a t-shirt cannon? Is that a thing that we should do?
Can you just buy those on Amazon or something?
I mean, if you can't get it on Amazon, it just doesn't exist.
That's kind of how I live my life.
$75?
Ooh.
Is that the handheld one, or is that the one that rolls around?
Oh, that's your that's your handheld. Yeah, that's your shoulder
like
mounted
shirt guy.
Yeah. We're talking shoulder like mounted TPG.
For $75, we should each have our own, right?
Exactly.
Just have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For spontaneous t-shirt cannoning.
That's you know. And I found that when people know the t-shirt gun is coming, it really ruins the surprise. They can't know.
Just want to be blindsided by a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you never know when you'll be walking around and there's like a crowd of people and you just want to, you know, get them hype, you know, real quick. Just whip your t-shirt cannon out of your backpack and be like, who wants one? Let's do
it. I don't know if it's going to fit in your backpack. I feel like we need a special holster.
We're definitely going to get shot by police. That's definitely going to
happen. No. T-shirt you all live in holster. Open carry states. You're fine.
That reminds me. I saw a movie yesterday. You guys, this is big news. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I saw the new Ghostbusters movie.
What? Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. With
the one from like a year ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's new.
Kate McKinnon and Kristen Wiig and
What'd you think?
Leslie Jones.
I mean, it was okay.
And Melissa McCarthy?
It was all right. I had heard it was awful.
On the airplane on my way to somewhere.
I didn't actively hate it. I thought it was okay.
Yeah, with you.
I didn't either. I thought they're fantastic comedians. I think people were sad because there wasn't a better script, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's a great lineup of comedians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it seemed like they were very concerned about making it a big tribute to the original Ghostbusters. They didn't actually make a movie. They just made a two-hour tribute to an existing movie.
They definitely did some of that.
So it was like Star Wars Episode 7.
Except way less awesome.
Yeah, Star Wars was way better. Even though it was like almost the same script. Right. They just did like a search and replace for names.
Replace Force with Ghost.
No, I meant
the people came in and pitched it, and they were like, "So how are we going to rewrite this?" And the executives were like, oh, don't worry, we have an app for that.
No, you know, like in your word processor, you could just do, like, it's like find and replace or whatever.
Like thesaurus? Sure.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, you just do, you just say, like, you know, instead of Luke, you say, like, you know, what's her name? Ray. You just did that.
Sure.
Replace all.
So replace all. Replace all.
White guy with white girl.
Yeah.
Right.
Except it wasn't white guy in the script, though, so they had to. That's what took, you know, so long, was they had to go a couple hundred years.
So I went to dinner last night with this girl, and I get there early, and there's no tables in the restaurant. And so the guy's like, oh, we don't have any tables right now, so just go wait in the bar. And I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. And then a few minutes later, somebody comes in and they're like, is Goy here? Goy? Anybody? Goy? And like, there was this other couple came in at the same time, and we were like looking at each other. We're like, what? He's like, well, there's two tables for two, whoever's ready. And we're like, okay, perfect. There's only two of us, so let's do this. And so I think that the maitre d', if you want to call him that, instead of taking my name, he just wrote down Guy. Like, just find that guy.
There's a guy around here.
It's the guy.
Okay, awesome.
Give it a guy at
you know, the guy at the bar.
Mm-hmm. It was hilarious.
Is Mr. Goy here?
Mr. Goy. I don't want to call that person a maitre d', though.
No, he definitely was not a maitre d'. But it was also accurate, because I am a Goy, I learned. So.
Yeah, I was going to say. The okay, maitre d' was just brushing up on his Yiddish.
Cabela's is coming to Northern Virginia with a spectacular new store in Gainesville. Find everything you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and shooting sports, plus much more. Join us for our grand opening celebration Thursday, March 9th at 10 a.m. Be one of the first 500 in line and receive a Cabela's gift card worth up to $500, plus a chance to win one of three Remington firearms. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's grand opening in Gainesville, located off I-66 and Highway 29 near Virginia Gateway.